The Ghana Prison Service says it has no role in the selection of remand prisoners who qualify for the Justice for All program and presidential pardons. It says the assertion by the cross-section of the public that the selection is done by the service without due diligence is incorrect. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Chief Public Relations Officer of the service, Vitalis IS, said the fact that some beneficiaries of the program come out to commit crimes does not in any way suggest complicity by the service in the mode of selection. On the prison office implicated in the Anas expose, DSPIS said investigations are underway.
And specifically, if you are fingered a thing like this, there is a committee put in place to investigate and bring out the issues. And the service does not shield people. Anybody who is found culpable, who misconducts himself, is made to face the full rigors of the law. Before them, the person is giving hearing. Investigations are ongoing to be sure whether that is a fact or not.
I thought once the person has been implicated in the Anas expose, gives enough grounds, because we are talking about video evidence. Why do you have to further constitute a committee to investigate?
Once it has come, where is the person? Where did it take place? Was it in who? Was it in Tamale? Was it in Accra? All that needs to be established. And probably we have to also see the video. When we see it, and that is it, what rules are there to be played? To get people like that prosecuted, it will happen. Nobody will be killed.
Have you watched the video?
I haven't seen
it. So if it comes out that Vitalis Aye is the person in the video, what would you do?
I will submit myself.